It's my pleasure to be speaking to John Guyton from AFC Hornchurch. Obviously, this evening's Cassell's Under-16s Cup final winners. First ever AFC Hornchurch side to win this competition. You must be absolutely delighted.
Absolutely fantastic. I spoke with Robin a week when I did my match interview and said to him that, you know, like to get our club's name on the trophy. We've had a couple of years where the 16s have got into the final. Unfortunately, didn't win it. I think it's only now the under-12s and under-18s trophy that doesn't have the AFC Hornchurch name on it, you know. So it's the third time, which is brilliant. Really pleased. The boys were fantastic tonight, you know. Had a couple go down with cramp and injuries, but, you know, really, really pleased to have our name on the trophy because it means a lot, you know. It goes back in history as well, so, no, really pleased, yeah.
Absolutely. And you crafted a lot more chances overall. So how relieved were you when Charlie Munns eventually tucked away that winner?
To be fair, it was really pleased. Yeah, it sort of, you know, we was all excited, as you probably heard from the sideline. You know, we was all getting, you know, quite frustrated and things like that. Cause we had a couple of chances before that and in the first half, but. Yeah, when it sort of relieves the pressure, because we scored quite late as well, we knew that we could defend and hopefully defend the lead, and we did sell it to them at half time. Get your lead and the game will open up, and it finally did, and it eventually did. Our thoughts was in, but you know, really, really pleased. Yeah,
yeah, and a word for Billericay too. They were in the game right until the end.
Yeah, they was, and we played them only 2 weeks ago and beat them 6-0 in the league. So obviously, you play on a pitch like this, and it is a leveller. And we said this to the boys: do not underestimate anybody. Do not underestimate this team. It's going to be a totally different game. Big crowd over here tonight as well, which was really good because I thought it's nice for the boys as well. And you know, like I said, they created some chances, and you know, it was always going to be a threat from free kicks and things like that, because they're quite good in the air. So yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, no, good.
Obviously a talented bunch of players. Some have got under 21s experience, yeah. Some have even gone to the first team this season.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're trying to develop the boys now, obviously, as they get a bit older. You know, some of them, you know, at this sort of age, they start to fall out of football, but we've tried to push them and develop them and progress them into 21s. And you know, luckily at the club, the new chairman's come in and the first team manager, they were all here this evening as well watching the boys, which is, you don't get that a lot of the time, you know, with non-league clubs, obviously, because they have to win games. It's about promotion and things like that. But they've given the boys a chance, and out of this bunch of boys, and Keith, obviously Keith as well, he's the Wingate and Finchley first team manager, Keith Rowland, who's our coach, and he said to the group of boys, listen, there's so much talent in his side that you will go on, some of you, and earn some good money at football, and hopefully, fingers crossed, they can do that. But I want them to do it at Hornchurch. That's where I want them to do it, because, like I said, then progress through the club if they can. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and while they're all still together at the same team, so that's the league now, and a county cup double now. So what's left there to say?
A lot, because we've still got to play the playoffs yet. We're basically in a league that we play in, we win our groups. It's a group, but you're winning a league. You know, it's 10 teams in it, like they would be in any other league. So it is a double. But we've got the playoffs. We're going away as well for a weekend, which is going to be nice, to a tournament in Peterborough. So yeah, the season still continues. You know, we don't stop. There's a 21's game Saturday, and he wants a few of the boys again, so they don't stop, you know. But cup finals they're draining, as everybody knows. They're a long day, you know, because you've got to be up early, especially on a Sunday. But today wasn't too bad, you know. But the boys were up and had to go to school and things like that, so yeah, no, so really pleased. But from now, the hard work continues, because we've got the playoffs, so we're going to carry on. It's a bit more difficult, and I know Billericay have got a cup final to them in next week, so good luck to them in that as well, you know. But yeah, we'll see how things go, and we'll have a couple of weeks off probably now. We ain't planning now till the beginning of May, so we'll give the boys a good 2 weeks rest, and then we'll come back training, no doubt, and see what happens and go from there, yeah.